Our next guest has a player there, Mike Manasco, the head coach from Miami Palmetto, who has a pretty decent opening schedule. Kickoff Classic this week against Western. They'll play Cardinal Gibbons. I guess if you want to be the best, you've got to play the best. And ever since he returned to his alma mater, that's what he's done. Miami Palmetto has an opportunity to have one of its best programs in school history. Definitely. And Coach Manasco is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Appreciate it, Blue. Always glad to be on.
A competitive schedule, competitive spring. I mean, you've turned up the heat. You've risen the bar way up there during the spring. You had two exciting halves of football against two really good teams in Rockledge and Palm Beach Lakes. Now you come in with a kickoff classic. Who a lot of people who followed his game are kind of like believing that this could be a region final, Western and you guys on Thursday evening. Talk about the spring and how you guys sit now, because I know that there's a lot to be happy about if you're a Panther fan.
Yeah, I agree. I think the spring was exciting. You know, we got to play two good opponents, like you said. Got to play a lot of kids in that jamboree. We played pretty much our whole roster and got to evaluate on film all of our players and see where we were at. You know, looking forward to Western, you know, obviously they're well coached. I have a lot of respect for what Coach Rack's done up there. I feel like we're almost kind of two parallel entities kind of right now with the way our programs are.
Right.
But no, I definitely believe that, you know, you got to schedule tough with the new point system and all that stuff. But at the same time, I like to play teams that I know are good guys and well coached and kind of have the same goals that I have.
You take a look at your program and how it's been built. You know, the first couple of years you were back, kind of feeling your way back, but at the same time bringing in some really good kids and really good coaches too. I mean, that's been a key for you as well, the coaches who kind of identify with the kids and know them and have known them from youth football and just being around. And then you've developed kind of a cult of Power Five kids on your team, which keeps your spring and year-round very busy with college coaches coming to your campus. How's that? Because, you know, when you first got there, you had a few kids that were pretty good and kids that you were pushing. Now you don't really need to push a lot of these kids. They kind of bring these schools to the campus. How's the morale around this campus? Because this is the first time in a long time that this team has a legit shot to do some things that it's never done before.
Yeah, no, it's definitely changed. You know, in the 5 years I've been there, it's changed a lot. And you hit it on the head with the coaches, man. The continuity that we have with each other, I've had the same guys, and we know each other real well. And, you know, we feed off each other's strengths, and we pick up each other on our weaknesses. And, you know, the kids that have built and that we've built up and then bought into our program, that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the fruits of that. And obviously, you know, with the new rules, a kid will come here or there, but, you know, with the kids that we've had that are going to be juniors this year, that class is just unbelievable. But they've been unbelievable for, you know, two straight years, and I'm really excited to see them. As far as Palmetto goes, I think people are excited. I think I don't know if it's something that's unexpected. I just think it's something that's new as far as the ability for us to really have a great season beyond what we've had the last couple years. I think the kids understand it. You know, I mean, things are just different. You know, if you were to come out to practice or you would be around the kids, there's something different. I was texting my OC last night and just saying something just feels different, you know, and I think it's just number one, the competitive advantage that these kids have. I mean, they are winners and they find ways to win and they work. You know, today, you know, our big thing is always beat Monday and today was awesome, you know, and usually in years past, you know, it's not really coaching the kids. It's freaking beating Monday, because when kids come in off that weekend and, you know, they got to get out there in that hot sun.
Yeah.
You know, Monday is usually undefeated. So, you know, today was a good day. And you know, I think that's part of the whole thing, the whole culture shift into believing, well, okay, you know, we can do things that maybe, you know, Palmetto wasn't expected to do in years past.
Mike Manasco, head coach at Miami Palmetto, joining us. And that's one of the things that you just brought up is pretty good, because during the spring, and especially when I had a chance to watch you guys in those two halves of football, it just seemed like a different energy on the team. There were a lot of young kids, but there were a lot of guys, like you said, that even the junior class are now the experienced. They're the leaders. They're the veterans. And just to think that you get all those guys back another year. But that's got to be good because, I mean, you guys have worked hard to build towards this. You had to convince a lot of kids along the way that, hey, you know, we're looking to get to the top, you know, and then we're not going to compromise. We're not going to do anything out of the ordinary. We're just going to work hard and we're going to make things happen. And you've done that. I mean, you haven't told a kid anything that hasn't come true. And in today's society, you know as well as I do, that's gold. I mean, because if you start making all these promises and you got to come here and you did this and that and you don't live up to them, then you kind of lose the war.
No, definitely. I mean, that's something that we do not do. You know, we when a kid comes in, we're going to coach them hard and we're going to care about them. And if they want anything extra, they can go somewhere else and find that.
Yeah.
But that's true. And just the way that we teach our kids and the way we really, you know, harp on the values of our program and the core principles that we feel each kid should have. And I think kids buy into that. Kids want to be disciplined, you know, believe it or not. Kids feed off that. They they come together off that. And I think we have the right mix. And like I said, the right amount of coaches. You know, we have enough good and bad cops that they can handle pretty much any situation that arises. But I 100% agree with you. You know, that's the battle.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thanks a lot for stopping in. We'll definitely be down there Thursday. Well, last year we had a chance to see you five times. So if we could come close to seeing you five times again during a really good year, it's going to be fun. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Definitely. Appreciate you.
Good stuff.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.